Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
And you see right here, the Bengals, their security guys actually filming what the Patriots are filming, and that was their sideline, their substitution. There's actually 8 minutes of this on the tape, but this is where things take a turn for the Patriots.
And this is a piece you're filming on your advanced scout?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, guys. I don't see the advanced scout in this footage.
No, it's not. We were trying to get some field perspective. My bad.
That's not the field.
I believe that. That's
why you would think you could take that.
I didn't know. I didn't know. But I can delete this right here for you.
Damage is done, my friend. Yeah, I don't see the advanced scout in any of this video this shoot.
So there's an edited version of the tape that ran on Fox pregame yesterday. The video and the audio of the Patriots taping the Bengals sideline 2 weeks ago in Cleveland. I asked, do you feel any better or worse about the team on the field after watching the Bengals game? I ask you now, do you feel any better or worse about the team off the field as it relates to this video scandal? After you saw the Jay Glazer report, the tape, the video, the audio, and the videographer's statement, which I'll read to you in a second. Maz, you have an opening thought on this?
So look, again, I feel worse about their chances. Because the video, I guess when I really think about it, the video is pretty much what it said it was, which is the camera's on the sideline. And so, you know, again, when you see it, it's a little more striking. What bugged me about this as much as anything was the audio. Like, if it were me and it were innocent, I'd be apologizing a million times over and over again. And the other thing is, this is, again, I'm nitpicking. I didn't like the way he said, I can delete this right here, right now.
Yeah, that felt a little fumbly and, panicked to me. So I feel worse about it. I do. I guess, you know, it does kind of back up how it was reported. But the B-roll part of it, I mean, usually with B-roll, as you guys know, having worked, you know, in this business of television as long as you have, B-roll is usually a picture to tell a story. Hey, we're in Boston, skyline of Boston. I thought this was going to be like the picture of the field, like a long shot of the field. It's aimed right at the sideline.
Yeah,
the
it's trained in pretty much on the coaches.
From behind.
Right. And that's where I was like, oh boy, this is worse
so
than I thought it was.
I thought the whole weekend hurt more than it helped, to the point where I'm not giving the benefit of the doubt like I had before. I'm sorry. I'm not. I don't know how they can use that for scouting. That I don't know. I'm not a football scout, and I have no idea what Ernie Adams looks at and what he scout. So I don't know how they use that film for football. But this I do know, because I have worked in TV, and it's one of the jobs I've held over the last, 20 years. My wife's been doing it for 30 years. I do know television and packages and things like this. That's not video you use in a TV package. And if it is, it's a 5 to 10 second little boom. You're not shooting that for 8 to 10 minutes or more. You know, I've heard various things about how long they were actually shooting that. That is not, the shot wasn't good enough. It wasn't focused enough. It didn't tell a story. I mean, that is, I don't know how that's used for television. I don't.
I mean, B-roll's like, depending on the length of the thing. We're talking seconds, and not 30, not 8 minutes or 30 minutes.
And the more I think of it, if they'd never gotten caught, they were never going to use that. Do you know why? Because Bill in the football department does approve the do your job stuff when it's on his staff. Okay, so it goes through Bill or Bears or someone in football. And if they had put that sideline shot in the do your job special, the person in football would have said, we can't air this. We're not even supposed to tape it.
Good point.
So I never believed it from day one that you needed 8 or 30, however long it was, to get a cutaway shot. And now that I actually see the cutaway shot, sorry, nope, I don't believe it. I don't believe that was going to be used for TV. I don't know how it could have been used for TV. I don't believe it. I also don't love the tone of the guy, as you mentioned, Maz, the Patriots guy. He offered to delete it a little too quickly. And in other words, if he didn't know the rules, wouldn't he express that a little bit more? Meaning there'd be a back and forth where he says, oh, I'm not allowed to do that? And then the Bengals guy would say, yeah, you're not allowed to do that. Oh, I didn't know. Do you want me to delete it? Instead, you know, and I mean, if you just want, I just wrote down what was said, just a little brief transcript, which you just heard right there. So the Bengals guy comes up and says, and this is a piece you're filming on your advanced scout? And the Patriots guy says, yeah. And then the Bengals guy mockingly says, yeah. Come on, guys. I don't see the advanced scout in this footage. And the pass guy says, no, that's not. And then he doesn't say, that's not it, is what he means. He says, no, that's not it. We were trying to get some field perspective. That's my bad. Well, wait a minute. What's your bad? What's your bad? If you don't know the rules, why are you saying my bad? You're claiming you don't know the rules. So the Bengals guy, the NFL guy, never says you can't shoot the sideline. All they say is the Bengals guy says, come on, guys, you can't see advanced scout in this footage. And the pass guy says, no, that's not it. We're trying to get some field perspective. That's my bad. Well, what's your bad?
Yeah, I don't know what came before it.
If you don't, right. So we don't know what came before it. But just in this clip, I don't know what he's saying that's my bad for.
Yeah, something about his tone when he said, I'll delete it right now. I thought that's not how I would have said it. But again, you know, now I'm comparing it to me. So I'm just telling you, I'd have been, guys, honestly, this is not what you think it is what I, like, I well, no, swear to you up and down, like, whatever you need to do, but this is not what you think it is. If you want the tape, take the tape.
If you didn't know the rule, you wouldn't immediately say my bad. You would say, I don't get what the problem is. What's the issue? We're getting field perspective right for this thing. And then the NFL guy or the Bengals guy would explain and say, well, it's against the rules to shoot the sidelines.
Yeah,
and
then it shouldn't be trained on
our side. The cameraman would say, oh, it is? Like, that's if you don't know the rules. That's when you don't know the rules.
Right, unless that took place before and we didn't get it.
Okay, you're right. You're right, and I will allow for that. If this is the only exchange, he immediately goes to my bad, I'll delete it before they explain to him what the rule is. He knows the rule. I think, because in his statement, and now this should be a warning for the Patriots, this is not a good sign. He released a statement on his own.
I know, that part of it bothers me too.
Okay, help me with his name again.
Dave
Mondillo.
Dave Mondillo, who, again, full-time Kraft Sports Productions employee, 57 years old. Okay, so this whole thing about the stringers and the...
Independent contractor.
Oh, it's such a misdirection by the Patriots and their cartel, and it's still out there. This is the guy who was in charge of it and set up the shop. He's 57 years old. He says he's been doing this for 18 years. Okay, so please, just all the more reason with that independent contractor stuff. But, you know, in his statement, he says, and he goes into, so the reason this is a warning is that the Patriots never let Matt Walsh talk to the media. They never let Matt Estrella talk to the media. These McNally and Jastrzemski, where are they? You know, it's like the Patriots bury these guys. They don't let these guys talk. And this guy, Mondillo, releases a statement through his own PR. I guess it's his wife's PR firm that also does PR for the Belichick Foundation. Like, okay, there's a whole nother, you know, thing to think about there, that Mondillo and his wife actually have a relationship with Bill, or did. But so he goes and releases his own statement on his own? Like, uh-oh.
For a team that typically wants to control any kind of narrative, especially when it comes to something like this.
What's going on here?
I don't know. Beal and I were surprised. We were just about to wrap up postgame. This thing just, like, showed up on every beat reporter's timeline.
Well, so the only thing I'll add is if you're Jastrzemski and you played ball with him, how do you feel about how do you feel like it ended up for you?
I don't know what kind of settlement he got.
Well, okay, so that's fair. But like I told you, I don't like the idea that, you know, these, and I'm leaving Mondillo out of it because I don't know what the hell happened there. But the Jastrzemskis and McNallys of the world, it feels to me like they end up in the media, they get thrown under the bus, and like, you know, meanwhile, whatever.
Well, anyway, so the fact that he did an independent statement is something to note anyway. But the independent statement, be kidding. Well, sir, first of all, he tells us he's been doing this for 18 years. On December 8th, I was doing what I've done for more than 18 years, working to produce high-quality content that tells the unique behind-the-scenes stories of people, players, and the organization. I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. But either way, 18 years you've been doing this? You didn't know the rule? So you've been doing this for 18 years? You've been working for the Patriots for 18 years? Or is that just working in the business? That's would be good to know. If it's working for the Patriots for 18 years in this capacity, producing and shooting video content, and you don't know you can't... Bull crap! I don't believe you. I don't believe you could have been an employee of the Patriots for 18 years and not know, be an employee of the Patriots through the Spygate era and not know you can't shoot the sideline?
I was going to say, I think we all became pretty clear on that rule 12 years ago.
Anyone in this vicinity, in the six-state region, knows you can't tape the sideline. I mean, we know this. And the guy who's actually in charge of the cameraman at Gillette doesn't know you can't shoot the sideline. And I'm supposed to believe that? Yay. Okay, anyway, it never occurred to me that my actions and the actions of my crew would be misconstrued. How could you not if you're shooting the sideline? Anyway, he says, our department was charged with completing the Do Your Job segments before the end of the year. I obtained permission and received credentials and a parking pass for Sunday's game. Against all this information, oh good, you got a parking pass. With permission in hand, we started taping on December 6th, following the scouts' travel through the weekend to Cleveland and obtained footage of him working in his hotel room and interviewed him about his job. The final element to complete the story was to shoot from the press box at Progressive Field to show the audience what his responsibilities are on game day. He says, we interviewed and shot the Patriots scout sitting in a chair watching the action and panned back and forth from him to what he was seeing on the sidelines. We also took footage of the field as the intent was to show what he was looking at when he looked through his binoculars watching the game. Okay. All right. So, we also took footage of the field as the intent was to show what he was looking at when he looked through his binoculars as he watched the game. Of the field or the sideline? Because you're shooting the bench. He says you're shooting the field. So that's a half-truth. At that point, I went to the restroom, and when I came back, my cameraman was told to stop shooting by someone from the NFL, and he was joined by two others from the Bengals organization and an additional NFL security person. We stopped shooting immediately when asked to do so and cooperated fully. He sounds like he's been accosted here. He sounds like he's the victim. He sounds like the Bengals and the NFL accosted he and his cameraman for doing their job. You're not allowed to shoot the sideline, dude. You're not allowed to shoot the sideline. And you got stopped and confronted. But the whole tone of this is like, first of all, he went to the bathroom. Why are these guys always going to the bathroom? It's
a convenient excuse.
I'll tell you, these Patriots employees, man, they got, I mean, Jimmy McNally's walking to the field with a bag full of footballs for the AFC title game. And whoops, even though he was just in a locker room for two solid hours, he had to stop and go. And he went to the bathroom with the bag of balls. This guy trains his camera on the bench and the field. That's what he was doing. And the camera was not, it was panning back and forth. Personnel group on the sideline, onto the field, back to the coach's box. And so the cameraman's then doing that. He sets that shot up. He says, film this. And then he goes what? Goes and drops a deuce? He goes to the bathroom. He goes to the bathroom. And when he comes back, we were being accosted. David, you're not allowed to shoot the sidelines. You know that. You tell me you know that. Don't ask me to believe that you've been doing this for 18 years. And were you an employee in 2007? And you're in the video department and the production department, and you're in charge of these shots and these videos, and you were a Patriots employee in 2007, and you don't know that you can't shoot the sideline? I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
Okay, but we still need a link to the football operation.
Okay, so there may not be one. And this is what I mentioned before. It just may be in the culture. It just may be in the culture. If you can get the shot, get the shot. Ernie uses this stuff. We don't know how. We don't know why. I don't know what he's looking at. I don't know what Ernie does with that. No one does. No one knows what Ernie does. But he can use that tape. If you get that tape, get that tape. And it's just sort of baked in. I don't know. There's no way Bill ordered him to do it. Like, that's still obvious. It's beyond obvious. You wouldn't order him to do that. Yeah, fix the camera on their bench and then go take a deuce and let it sit there for 8 minutes until the NFL catches you. Yeah, that was Bill. Of course, Bill didn't ask him to do that. But why are these guys always going to the bathroom? With the bathroom thing again. It just reeks. It stinks. I'm sorry. The excuse stinks. The video stinks. It stinks.
The reporting stinks, too, in that it was like he's gone from a independent contractor to now it turns out it's an 18-year employee.
Oh, please. And, I'll give you the reporting on day one. Nothing to see here, just press box shots. So the team lied to the cartel to begin with to put out a good message. All those stories blew up in these guys' face because it wasn't just shooting the press box. It was shooting the field.
I told you.
And it wasn't no independent contractor. It was an 18-year veteran, longtime Kraft Sports Productions employee who trained the camera on the sidelines, then conveniently went to the bathroom. I don't trust him. I don't trust the team when it comes to this. I'm sorry. And the weekend, I was ready to give him the benefit of the doubt. I mean, you heard me all last week. I wasn't ripping the team for this. I believe them in general. But that's no shot that you put in a TV package. And he apologized a little too quickly with the my bad, a little too quickly. I don't know. I don't know how you could work for the Patriots in 2007 and not know you can't shoot the sidelines.
I told you the audio bugged me as much or more than the video did. Like, again, the video is sort of halfway. I expected it to be at least half. I mean, again, it was going to be of the sideline. You knew that based on what some of the reporting was. You knew that. But the comment, I thought it just was not how I would have done it.
Okay, who was excellent on this was Greg Bedard. He just talked to people around the league who've looked at the video or know what happened, and he'll give you their thoughts, and I'll give that to you when we come back. Here's the giveaway that I promised. Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line at 617-931-0985. We'll score a $100 99 restaurant gift card. So $100 at the 99. 99 gift cards are great for last-minute shoppers. For every 25 you purchase, receive a $5 bonus card for yourself. The 99, always the real deal. Always the real deal. Excuse me. To you right after this.
Boston's home for sports. Felger and Mads, 95 The Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Felger and Mads.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Spring. Field.
Felger and Mads.
I love it.
You were right, Mads.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
What was significant to me was the actual footage. And what I wanted to see, if you were a Patriots fan or you wanted to think the best for the Patriots, what you were thinking was B-roll was wide angle of the stadium, maybe a tighter shot of the playing field with both benches in plain view where people are coming and going, but not really zoomed in on anything. This was what we saw, and who knows what the rest of the video shows. I don't know. I'm just telling you what is on this film. If it's representative of what is on the rest of the film, it is trouble for the Patriots. It's the worst case scenario for the Patriots.
That was Bedard on the postgame show here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Worst case scenario for the Patriots, bad news for the Patriots, trouble for the Patriots. When I first saw it, I tend to agree. That is not what I was expecting from that B-roll stuff. Not what I was expecting, Matt. Do you have a Rodenheiser take?
Yeah, just quickly. Hot takes brought to you by Rodenheiser Home Services. Heating specials now available. Go to Rodenheiser.com to learn more. One of the telling things to me in this whole thing, and look, Bedard's connected to people in the league. Just listen to some of the commentary this morning, and, you know, or Orlovsky made a passing reference to it. The people in the league don't believe the Patriots. I mean, there's a few that argue what, you know, what some of us said at the beginning anyway, which is that this is not connected to Belichick and blah, blah, blah. But when the Patriots have the history that they have, how do you get around that?
So there's that. But I just don't know how you can credibly believe that if this guy's been doing this for 18 years, and if he was here in any sort of video capacity in 2007, that he doesn't know you can't shoot the sidelines. I don't care whether you have a history or not. Is that believable? That's not believable to me. And the actual nature of the video was not what I was expecting. That is not something I would put on television. Meaning, that to me just looks like, I don't know, that looks to me like someone's sneaking a shot of the sidelines is what it looks like to me. I mean, it does. It doesn't like something that's produced and shot for television. It just doesn't. And I thought Bedard was good on this. He was strong on this in the postgame. Here's a longer cut from Bedard explaining what he's heard around the league and just the nature of the video. Jimmy, you could pick it up with number two, please.
There are Patriots people who will explain it away of, oh, the signals, and this is the back of the coat. That, it doesn't matter. This is not about signals. It's about information. And you being tight on one side of the Bengals coaching box where players are going in and out of the game in specific situations is information. It's not stuff that you can get from readily from the coach's film. I mean, you can sit there and they do have things, okay, well, this down and distance, these are the players that are in the game. That's fine. But there is information, how the coaches are doing things, how players are being subbed in and out. This was and if it was the Browns, okay, if it was the Browns, if there's evidence of them doing the same thing on the Browns sideline, then fine, it can be explained away. But this is the next Patriots opponent trained specifically on their coaches making substitutions during the game. It's significant, and it's a problem. And after seeing this, I think the Patriots will be punished much more than they were before. And this is not just me talking. After I saw the video, I certainly had my opinion. I put it out on Twitter. A lot of Patriots fans didn't like it. I have no bias in this. I don't care which way or the other whether the Patriots get punished or not. I sent out texts to people around the league. Front office executives, coaches. I said, did you see this? What'd you think? This is what I think. Am I off? And they're like, no, it's bad. They said, if this was my this was my team, I would be ripped like the Bengals are.
Okay, so that's Greg hearing from people in the league who saw that video.
I mean, again, that to me is a big takeaway in this thing, is the way people in the league are reacting to it. It's, you know, I mean, my eye is not trained for film. It's not. But people around the league, that should count for something. I feel worse about the outcome for the Patriots than I did last week. That part I feel worse about.
Give me Bedard 3, Jimmy. What did he say there?
Who would use that? I mean,
stop. So he says, who would use that? And he's saying the same thing. Like, that shot is just not something you would picture as B-roll in a TV production. It doesn't rise to that standard. I don't know. It doesn't feel like that would be a valuable or certainly a good-looking professional shot to run as B-roll. So that's the first thing he says there. He says, who would use that? But go on.
Who would use that? I mean, I I'm not – I don't do much with video, but we're in the same realm. You know, writers, we paint pictures. TV people do it the same way. When I was imagining a do-your-job special and B-roll on the advanced scout, I could imagine in my mind – quick shots of the field, players coming and going. This is what we're looking at, okay, of both sidelines. This was specifically trained on the Bengals where they're making substitutions during the game. And that a lot of people in the NFL have problems with.
Okay, so again, I think the key piece there is that he checks with the people he knows in the league. And they go, that video's no good.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a huge part of it. The league's going to weigh that.
Okay, so those are our thoughts on it. What are yours? To you, I promise, after Murray's update.
playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
You're listening to Felger and Mass.
Doesn't always have to be ha ha hee hee.
Oh, love it.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, to your phones as promised. Your thoughts on the team and the developments from the weekend on the field and off. Brian in South Boston, what do you got, Brian?
How you doing? I think this thing has just completely gotten completely out of whack and insanity. It's a guy shooting a POV. You got to think he's an 18-year guy. He's an employee. He's a geeky camera guy that probably shoots weddings on the weekend. Okay? This is not some respected guy. I have a 4K camera on my iPhone. I could go to a game right now, pay a ticket, and I could shoot the sideline all day.
They should have done that.
But that's the thing. It's like that's all they have to do. They're not going to do this huge thing. And, you know, this is going to be tainting Bill Belichick's legacy. There's not going to be some afterthought with some guys who's on the sideline. Oh, by the way, if you can shoot the sideline and ruin this man's entire legacy, just do it. It makes no sense. You're making a big mountain out of an anthill. This is completely insane.
Okay, well, let's see. Let's see. I think you're going to get hammered for it. And I don't mean hammered like these previous two things, but more than we thought, more than a slap on the wrist. At least that's what I think it deserves. Because I don't think that video was for the TV special, and I don't believe the guy didn't know the rule. So,
do you think they're going to lose a pick in this now?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably like a third rounder.
If it were up to me, $1 million and a third round pick. That's what I would do. Now, I can't predict the league because they go too easy on one thing and way overboard on the next. I can't predict how they're going to, you know, what sort of incompetence, you know, the league office is going to bring to this. That's not predictable to me. But if I were, when I'm commissioner of sports, I would say to the Patriots, I'm sorry, guys. You're responsible for your employees, and they shot the sidelines. They shot the sidelines for an extended period of time that is against the rules. So, and we don't believe that he didn't know the rule. I don't believe he didn't know the rule. I don't believe that. I don't believe that based on his history with the team. I don't believe that based on his response when he got confronted. He was a little too quick to say, my bad. My bad to what? They didn't even tell you that you couldn't do it. They just said, where's the scout? And he said, oh, that's not it. We're shooting for the field perspective. That's my bad. I'll delete it. Well, why are you apologizing and saying you'll delete it when they didn't even tell you that if you didn't know the rule, what are you apologizing for? You know, really what you say there is, well, what's the problem? He didn't say that. He knew immediately there was a problem.
Well, again, unless there's more there that we didn't hear.
Correct.
Right? So, like, and I don't know whether there is or there isn't. I'm just saying we get a small snippet of it. Who the hell knows how long they talked to him or whatever else. But regardless, I mean, it's hard to, after the weekend, I told you, I'm convinced they're going to get it worse than I thought they were. Now, does that mean, like, $1 million feels high to me, but I'm only going on the first one, right? Like, so I don't think it's going to be as bad as the first one, because that was extensive.
Well, so, see, the money, I mean, I just said
the money's irrelevant.
The money is irrelevant.
Yeah.
You know,
it's more about the pick.
The money is a way to, it's window dressing, right? It's to make it sound harsh, but really not damage the team.
Right, because in the real world, $1 million means something. In that league, it means zero. Right,
your team is worth $2.5 billion.
More.
Right, so it's like, $3.5 billion. It's, so I just say $1 million because it's a way to be harsh, but not really hurt the team, which is, I still don't think Roger wants to hurt Robert Kraft. See, this is where I break with almost all Patriots fans. I don't think Goodell wants nothing to do with this. He doesn't want an enemy out of Robert Kraft. He doesn't want to hammer the Patriots. But he's got to listen to the other owners, and he's got to manage that whole thing. So that's why he comes down on you. But it's not like he wants nothing more than you not to break the rules and to win and to be happy. And for Robert to be happy and that relationship to be strong is what he wants. But so anyway, that's why a big fine sort of satisfies that. It sounds harsh, but it doesn't really hurt the team.
I mean, up until the weekend, up until yesterday, I didn't think they were going to lose a pick. Now I think the pick's in play, and I don't know how high.
But this,
Maurice says third, fourth. Like, I have no idea.
I'm only just basing that on what Bedard was saying.
Yeah, you know, but here's the part of it that I think you can't overlook is that if people around the league are pissed, if the Bengals are pissed and the people Bedard's talking to are pissed, and again,
So he talks to scouts and executives. They look at that video and they say, what's this?
Exactly. But this is my point. Then the league is going to be compelled to do something. Because if all these people feel that something wrong happened,
yeah,
then
they're going to be appeased.
Yeah, Goodell has to play to those people. He has to.
But who believes this? Mondello says, and I don't mean to, I'm sure this is a good guy and a working Joe. I don't mean to beat up on this guy, but this statement sort of represents the bull crappery that I get from the Patriots that I have to push back at. He says, first he says, I've been doing this for 18 years. And then he says, it never occurred to me that my actions and the actions of my crew be misconstrued. So you've been doing this for 18 years. You lived through Spygate as a out there with the organization, and you never thought that shooting an opponent sidelines for 8 minutes or 30 or somewhere in there, focusing on the coach's box and their personnel groupings, would ever be viewed this way?
Okay, so the only place I break from you on this thing, and I had this discussion with you last week, because I'm not telling you you're wrong, but are you telling me? I just think you underestimate people's stupidity.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah,
I think sometimes people are really dumb.
I mean, nowhere in his statement does he say that it's against the rules to shoot the sidelines. Like, he acts like he was accosted. Dude, it's illegal to shoot the sidelines. You are on top of anyone before a member of the Patriots has to know that before anyone else that you can't shoot the sidelines.
People are stupid, Mike.
God,
people are stupid.
David and Dedham, go ahead, David.
Hey, guys, thanks. I'll tell you how the Patriots might get in big trouble, because the first thing they're going to do is find out if this guy's been going to any other opponent's games that they played prior to this. Kansas City, Dallas. Do we know if he's been at those?
So apparently they haven't, Dave. Games? You know, so that's what I mean. I just believe what I've heard from Perillo and these guys, that this is the first time Kraft Sports Productions ever traveled. You know, it's the first time they were ever credentialed in an opponent's press box. First time they ever traveled to a neutral site game, if you will, a non-Patriots game. And, of course, they shot the sideline, which is, again, just only them, right? Like, first time in 20 years, Kraft Sports Productions hits the road for a neutral game. And they come back with sideline video. It's like, good God. But anyway, or they don't.
And it's the first time Kraft Productions has traveled as Kraft Productions.
Right. Well, right, who knows? They've traveled to, you know.
I didn't even mean it that way. I'm going back to the whole Matt Estrella thing when he was wearing an NFL photographer 138 thing and he was part of the football operation.
So we don't think that they've done this for other teams. Here's would be something to just consider. Did they confiscate his phone? I don't know. That's just something. If the NFL was there, they're under the, you know, the electronic stuff. Did they grab his phone? Curious.
Good question.
I mean, it feels like no, but I don't know. Like, that's what Wells ultimately did, and that's why, you know, they ultimately got to this stuff, is they got phone records and phones and blah, blah, blah. That's how you would prove a link. But I don't even think you need to. He's a member of the Patriots organization, and he's shooting the opponent's sideline. It really doesn't matter. I mean, it does, but on one level, whether it's connected to football or not, it's a member of the Patriots organization shooting the opponent's sideline who they're playing that week. Like, that's like all you need to know.
Yeah, well, honestly, and that's all that anyone really even cares
about.
If
it goes deeper, like if Bill did order it, then of course that's a whole different thing. But just, I mean, you don't even need to try to prove the other thing. It's the Patriots went and taped their opponent sideline. Period. Fact.
It really is.
I mean, that's it.
It really is unbelievable.
That's it. So all this other stuff, like, I can't believe my actions were misconstrued. And when I got out of the bathroom, someone from the NFL was joined by two other. Good God. Again, they're always sneaking off to the bathroom, this team. Like, got a bladder problem down there. So like, he comes out of the bathroom, and the next thing you know, like, oh, I can't believe what's going on. I can't believe we're being misconstrued. You're shooting the opponent's sideline. You're playing them this week.
I have to start giving them all Imodium.
What are we talking about? Jeez, I can't believe you're making it. You're playing them this week, and you shot their sideline. What else? That's not an opinion. That is a fact. And furthermore, your story doesn't really pass the sniff test. It just doesn't.
I told you the audio to me is the way it sounded to me didn't sound right. It didn't sound right. I can like the offer to delete it. I can delete that right now. We can delete I would have been more. Do whatever you want with it. I didn't take it for the reason you think I did. So if you gotta like. The idea of delete the video and destroy the evidence, it comes off to me as destroy the evidence.
And I just think that the spin looks bad of independent contractor to, if you looked up this guy on LinkedIn, David Mondillo, his title is supervising producer at Kraft Sports Productions. And now we find out he's been there 18 years. Like,
so the team tried to spin the story early. They spinned it through their cartel. I'll read you some of the tweets on day one. Like they massage you could feel the massaging early on. I pointed it out. It's like, this is what just gets my antenna up, is the massaging of the truth. And now the more that comes out, the worse it looks. Yeah, there's something else I was going to say, but I forget. Possible punishment. Let's get to that right after these words in our long commercial-free segment.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go on the Sports Hub app.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I thought that they would get away with just a fine. But after seeing this, if the video, and I have actually heard from NFL sources that the entire footage is actually worse than that snippet.
Oh boy,
That it is trained on only the Bengals. And it's their sideline and back to their huddle and going back and forth. If that's true, let's just go off of what we saw today.
Sure.
If today was what the whole thing is, basically trained on the Bengals coaching box, I think a middle round draft pick and a fine.
So that's Bedard again on the 98.5 The Sports Hub postgame show. Strong stuff there, and he was totally giving the Patriots the benefit of the doubt last week before he saw the video.
Sure.
So he thought the story was a nothing story and just case of petty jealousy of other teams, and they hate us because they ain't us. Like that thing, he was in that camp, and little Jerry Thornton over there. And then he saw the video, and he talked to people across the league. And he said, no, well, that's not what that was. And it's true. I don't know how they use it for football. I don't. And I bet people down there don't know what Ernie, you know, it's the famous quote about Ernie. I don't know what he does, but he does something. He's in Bill's ear. As Charlie Weiss once told me, we all know that when Ernie gets on the headset, we're all supposed to shut the F up. I don't know what he does, but we know we're supposed to shut up when we hear him on the headset. From Charlie once. But so, and again, I just lost my train of thought.
Well, look, connecting it to the football operation is a challenge, right? I mean, there's got to be evidence of that. So, but that doesn't mean there wasn't anything nefarious or shady going on.
I just don't know how you use that on TV. Those don't feel like TV shots to me. And as Greg said, too, the panning between, and just a little thing that we saw was the personnel group on the field and back to the sidelines. Personnel group on the field and back to the sidelines. Like, that's the only thing to scout is, because all the stuff that's between the lines is on the game film that you all get. They all have their scouting tape. Like, you don't need an advanced scout for that. The only thing that an advanced scout can really do is just sort of watch the sideline operation in conjunction with what's going on the field. Like, that feels like the only thing left to scout in person. And even that you can get, I'm sure, on video. So, I mean, the advanced scouting in football is a curiosity, you know, for me to begin with. But it feels like that sideline stuff is the only thing to scout, because everything between the lines is on the coach's film. Anyway, we continue with your thoughts on this and between the lines as well, what we saw from the team on the field. We'll get that to that as well, I promise. Here's Andrew in Dunstable. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, guys. I agree with you that this is bad for the Patriots, and they obviously did something wrong. But I also think it's pretty consistent and believable, because you said it yourself, Felger, what are the advanced scouts doing? They're basically looking at the sidelines because everything else is on tape. So what are they going to try to film for the production? They're going to try to film the sidelines. Obviously, they shouldn't have done that, and they should get punished for it. But I think it's pretty believable that they're doing that.
Well, it's sort of like the perfect crime. I mean, hiding in plain sight, that sort of thing. Well, this is exactly what we're showing in the feature, so sure, we have to tape it. Except you don't need to do it for 8 minutes or 30 minutes, however long they were shooting the sidelines. You don't need that much footage. The whole clip, the whole do your job thing is only 10 to 15 minutes on the .com side. Okay, so it's a 30-second cutaway at most, more likely a 10-second cutaway. So you don't need 8 minutes, 30 minutes of that going from the personnel group back to the coach's box, personnel group back to the sidelines. You don't need 8, 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes of that. You don't. You don't need it. And I also thought the quality of the shot was not, didn't feel professional to me. Didn't feel like very usable in a TV. It was crappy B-roll is what I'm trying to tell you. It's crap. Like, what's that? You can put that on TV? I don't think so. You look for something better than that. So that doesn't pass the sniff test. And I'll also say it again. And that is, even if they hadn't gotten stopped and they had come back with that video, okay, this is how it would have gone down. They would have come back with that video, that 8 minutes, 30 minutes of sideline video, and they would have spliced it into their story to show the advanced scout looking at the sideline, and then they'd put that in, and then they'd give it to the football department, because the football department has to sign off on anything that's published or publicized related to their department, and they would take one look at that, and they'd go, you put sideline video in here? We can't put sideline. We're not supposed to shoot the sideline. How can... If you put that in your piece, we're announcing to the world that we shot their sideline. Get that out of there. So they would never air it. You can't air that, because you're telling everybody that you're shooting the sideline.
Okay, so but
so you know what they would do? They'd say, you got to be, you idiot. You shot the sideline from the press box? Dummy, you can't do that. We're not airing this. Now give it to me. We're going to go look at it. I mean, Ernie's going to go break it down. We're going to use it. But don't do that again, you moron. We can't air that.
Okay, but then doesn't that lend credence to the fact that they were just dumb? In other words, if they weren't going to be able to use it in the piece anyway, why are they shooting it?
There's no question they were dumb. No question. That was dumb. That was dumb. But that doesn't mean they were ignorant of the rules. I can't imagine that this guy's worked for the Patriots for 18 years in this capacity and doesn't know you can't shoot the sidelines. He lived through Spygate, and he knows you can't shoot the sidelines. He doesn't know you can't shoot the sidelines.
Yeah, you just have a higher standard for human stupidity than I do.
That's a massive.
I'm telling you, I get it. I get it. I mean, it is dumb. I'm not disputing the dumbness of it. I just happen to think people are dumber than you do.
Not this dumb. It'd be like me making fun of Roy Halladay and then going, oh, you shouldn't do that? Like that, like that's the equivalent, like a massive personal mistake, a massive mistake that you've made in your personal life. And then you do it again a couple of years later and then say, oh, I didn't know. Like that's sort of the, how could a member of the Patriots organization not know you can't shoot the sidelines?
I don't know.
Come on. Come on. Use your head. Use common sense. Mike in the truck. Go ahead, Mike. Michael.
Yeah. Felger, I think you'd agree with me that I don't think that they should be punished for doing, you know, like, I just don't think they're sending a guy with a 13-inch monitor in there to film the sideline in the press box when they could be doing it in, like, a private box somewhere. But I also think that they should be penalized for negligence. If anything else, like, the fact that they don't have everyone in their organization knowing, like, you know, as, like, one of the top three things you don't do in the Patriots organization is film the sideline of the other team. That's what kills me. I don't understand why it isn't, you know, and I just don't think they would have done it the way they would.
No, why? Well, it wasn't, of course. And, again, this, you know, if...
See, people are missing this part of it.
They make you feel like better. They did not tell him to go shoot the sideline from the press box like that in front of everybody. They did not tell him to do that. So that's obvious. Of course they didn't. So when they say we didn't have any knowledge of this, I mean, that's true. But is it a layered sort of situation where these camera guys know that if you get that footage, because Ernie uses it, okay? And they just made a mistake where they shot it and how they shot it. But there's just something baked in there. There's something in the culture that if you can get that shot. We use it.
Yeah, there is a look, again, finding some sort of link between this and the football operation is going to be a challenge for the league. I don't know that it exists. I don't know that there is a directive or an email or a text or whatever or voicemail. Like, I don't think they're going to find that part of it. I have a hard time believing Bill Belichick could be that stupid.
Of course he's not.
Okay, so there's no, like, but people are missing the point. The Patriots have lost the benefit of the doubt. So whatever doubt there is, as we sit there and say, well, there's no proof it's linked to football, there's also nothing that makes them, what's the word I'm looking for, exempt.
Oh, but this Stanley was accosted by Bengals and league personnel. Dude, you're not allowed to shoot the sideline. They're not accosting you. They're stopping you. You're not allowed to shoot. They're playing you this week. And you go into their press box and start shooting their sideline and their personnel groups. And you act like you're surprised. I can't believe this is being misconstrued. Come on. Give me a break. Here's Murray's update. 90 seconds, no commercials. We'll turn back to the field when we get back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Field.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.